From the heart of Louisiana, the voice you can't ignore. This is the Moon Griffon Show.
Hey, hello, welcome back. The Moon Griffon Show, American Energy Institute CEO. His name is Jason Isaac. We're talking about AI, these data centers. One of the things, Jason, that one of the things that you have in one of the articles you wrote was the activism, $2 billion flowing from five foreign charities in the U.S. activism litigation policy fight. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on with that? So what are they doing, creating havoc for our AI people from China? You got him over there. Hold up, Jason. You got him pressed in. All right, never mind. Did you get that, Jason? Did you hear me?
I got you, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry we had you off.
Imagine what you could do with $7 million, Moon.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you could create a lot of havoc.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing.
They gave to Indivisible.
But I'm saying that's what they're doing with it, right? They're creating havoc over here so they can slow us down and they can move forward. Is that pretty much it?
That's exactly it. They want us to slow down. And you see there's been moratoriums that have been put in place all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
The data centers are getting the fracking treatment and the coal treatment of yesteryear. They're getting a little bit taste of this bad publicity because they didn't do a good job of going into communities and telling people how great these things were. And they weren't even going to know that they're behind a fence on massive lots. And you've got some big projects, multi-billion-dollar projects announced for Louisiana. I mean, Meta's got a facility, Amazon, Anthropic, Applied Digital. I mean, the financial benefit to Louisiana is going to be incredible on these projects, but they've got people in communities so ginned up against them.
Do you think the ginned up against them, and look, I got a lot of respect for you. You think most of the ginned up against them is strictly propaganda? There's no truth to it, and this is something we have to win?
I wouldn't say all of it, but okay, certainly most of it. There's always concerns about any new industry. If someone's sure going to build a new refinery, which is happening for the first time in 50 years in South Texas, people in the communities around it are going to be concerned about air okay quality requirements, water quality requirements. And guess what? There's laws on the books that protect air quality. We're world leaders in air quality in this country. We're number one when it comes to access mm-hmm to safe and clean drinking water. So there are certainly some concerns. I've heard issues of vibrations from data centers, which I think are primarily from the diesel generators they mm-hmm have on site.
Mm-hmm.
Because electric utilities have been so woke over the last 15, 20 years, doing everything on wind and solar and mm-hmm batteries, that they can't get electricity to some of these data centers quick enough. So they've got to put diesel generators on site for 9, 10, 12 months.
Yeah, but look,
I mean, Microsoft had this big waiver from the California Air Resources Board to have trucks parked at their center to power their data centers. These trucks had big, massive diesel generators parked
on. Wow. So, and by the way, we didn't even mention how good carbon capture sequestration is, too, right?
I mean, at least
I got to throw that in there.
Something from you got pictures on Facebook. You text your friends, your financial records. You can find recipes.
Yeah,
I mean, the data centers are actually beneficial.
Okay, let me.
Carbon capture, on the other hand, is just a strain on the grid and our pocketbooks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me, not to play devil's advocate, but I want to know your personal opinion. So data centers say all the good, but if the wrong people ever run in your country or area, could they manipulate that against the people? Is that one of the reasons we want to fight China from being in charge of all this stuff, because they'll manipulate everything? Is there a problem that you see that if the wrong people ever got in charge, they can manipulate data that people get every day? I'm just curious what you think about it.
A perfect example of some of the laws that were passed in Texas to protect this from happening.
Okay.
You had a Chinese company that was trying to add wind and solar to the grid out of a South Texas ranch that was very close to an Air Force base.
Okay.
And the legislature came in and said, look, we're not going to have foreign entities of concern. That's a federal designation. We're not going to have foreign entities of concern running our infrastructure here in the state of Texas. Because what you can do is once you get access to the grid, you can essentially spoof how much electricity you're putting on the grid. So you could make the grid think that you're putting gigawatts of power on the grid when you're barely putting anything on the grid. And what will happen is the other power plants will trip offline.
Okay.
And so you've got a big security concern, and it's very similar with AI. You could have AI come in and say, we're taking a ton of electricity on the grid. More generation is going to spit up, and that's going to collapse the grid.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very important that we win this race, and it's done by American companies with American employees. So that we can, you know, have this dominance and protect our infrastructure.
No, I, Jason, the reason why I ask a guy like you that is the first time that you can answer, but I knew you'd be honest. There's some concerns, and that's my concerns. My concerns are what I just asked you. I just always thought, boy, if the wrong people ever got in touch in front of AI, and China would be the wrong people. But even in our country, because we got so much craziness going on, I thought, boy, they would. Because, you know, Barack Obama said one time, we only need a couple of news sources, and that's it. And I think of that when I think of AI. Now, maybe I'm overboard by thinking that way, but that's what came out of the man's mouth. In other words, we're going to have something, we're going to control everybody, and this is the news, and everything else is fake. That's what hit me. Now, maybe I thought too much out the box when I thought that.
No, look at what China's doing in Europe with the automobile industry. I mean, Germany is just falling apart. It's really sad. It's devastating. I mean, Volkswagen just announced over 100,000 layoffs in Germany. Mercedes has announced the closure of at least one, maybe two manufacturing facilities. Yet their shores are flooded with cheap Chinese EVs. They have let the Chinese Communist Party destroy the automobile industry in Europe, in Germany in particular. And we don't want that to happen here in the United States. Because their government is subsidizing like we used to. Donald Trump said he was going to end the EV mandate, and he did. California's still trying to push it on the rest of us. We're fighting that. But Canada's welcoming all these cheap Chinese EVs. Mexico's welcoming cheap Chinese EVs. And these are really mobile surveillance tools of the Chinese Communist Party, but they're also destroying industry.
And by the way, if I want a go-kart, I just buy one here.
Right.
Yeah. If I want a go-kart, I go buy one.
Electric golf cart. Get an American one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Jason, tell people how to find out more about what y'all do and say. And I, you know what, I'm humbled that you, I can get you quick like this sometimes, and I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Moon. You can find us at AmericanEnergyInstitute.com. You can find me on X, formerly Twitter, Isaac4Energy.
You still living a high carbon lifestyle?
I'm still living the high carbon lifestyle and hoping the rest of the world can too.
Yeah, well, I hope that I'm going to take a long trip. I hope I take a long trip this coming up weekend. And I'm going to put my boat in the water and I'm going to live some more high carbon life. So, how you like that?
Burn some diesel, burn some gas, have some fun.
Hey, you need it to work hard so you can have fun. We need the high carbon lifestyle. You got to work hard and have fun. It all goes together. Jason, God bless, brother. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you, and thanks for having me on.
All right, folks. Hump day tomorrow. We'll see you then.